You need to listen to him. Hallelujah. He's not going to only speak to us here. This weekend is our youth weekend. A privilege we're going to have him around to speak to us. I think Saturday and Sunday, right? If you're privileged, you are around Kefi, you can come around so that you listen to what God has for him. The theme of their weekend is in his presence. So this morning, join me as I invite our brother, Pastor Wale Jeremiah Joseph, as he blesses us this morning. Hallelujah. Can we put our hands together for Jesus? And also remain quiet in the presence of God as he brings his word. You're welcome, sir.
Hallelujah. Come on, if you know you are happy to be in the month of August and you are being in the sanctuary of God, come on, give Jesus a big, big shout of praise. A shouting church is a winning church. Come on, give Jesus a big, big shout of praise. I thought you are happy for Jesus. Let's be on our feet as we begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to thank him. Begin to exalt his holy name. It's not by your power, it's not by your might, but the Spirit says the Lord of hosts. Begin to say, Father Lord, I am grateful because I'm alive this day. I am thankful, I am grateful, I am thankful. It's not by your doing, but the doings of the Lord. The Bible says, it's by the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. It's compassion and faith, and they are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness of God. Is that all you can do? Just appreciate him. The power of God is here right now. Just lift up your voice and begin to say, Father Lord, I thank you. I magnify your name, I exalt your name. Olete brande akapando sotini brabiata tush. Eledu baradi zata brabiata kapa. Eledi mazozo malia da capre de akato. Father, I thank you. I'm grateful. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. That amen can be louder. The blood of Jesus does not only clean, it purifies. The blood of Jesus does not only wash, it purifies. It sets free. If you are playing worth, there is something you say last card. The blood of Jesus is the last card of every believer. And nothing escaped the blood. Why? Because that was the blood that was shed on the Calvary. But it takes only a desired call for the blood of God to answer. God's servant, Pastor Isaac Chaplin, sent me here for you and to say we need to cry for mercy. Because this month of August is a cry for mercy. Now hear me and hear me clearly. Grace will cover your error. I have seen grace, it colors people's effort. You have tried, grace will just color that effort. But there is something about mercy, it covers your errors. There is something about mercy that this is the door you are supposed to go through. But because of uncertainty, because of challenges of life, you are not seeing the door. But you are going towards this direction. Mercy have the power to remove the door from this place and put it here. And for you, that mercy will answer for you in the name of Jesus. One of the things I've seen and realized about the call of mercy, it answers to anybody that cried genuinely. How do I know? In Luke chapter 17 and verse 13, there were 10 lepers in the land. Those lepers are casted out of the city. Lepers are not in the city. And hear me and hear me clearly. They saw the Son of God passing and they called out with a loud voice, say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. That was a singular call. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. And brethren, as they were going on, the Bible said their leprosy was cleansed. For everyone under the sound of my voice that is crying for God to mercy, mercy will answer to you in the name of Jesus. I say, mercy will answer to you today in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together as you may please be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Mercy is God helping the helpless. We have seen where qualification has failed. We have seen where money has failed. If money has not failed, even rich men, billionaires will buy long life and prosperity. But we have seen where money has failed. Because when your health is challenged, all your life savings can be wiped out. We have heard series of financial investment where people will say, how much have you saved? But I can tell you that what you have saved, sickness can end it in one day. But there is something that can envelop you. There is something that can end that challenge, and that is the cry of mercy. Mercy have the power to blot out every handwriting of the devil against you. It will be telling God the reasons why this person should not be blessed. But because you understand the mystery of mercy, you are going to say, oh Lord, I know I have faulted, but have mercy. How do we explain? Two thieves were nailed in between Jesus Christ. They were thieves. It was ascertained that they were thieves. And judgment has been passed. But one of them looked at Jesus. He said, just have mercy on me. Remember me when you get to thy kingdom. And the other one is what we call a closed mouth, is a closed destiny. And the other one that cried, and Jesus said, today, you shall be with me in paradise. That is why the Bible speaking in the book of James chapter 2 and verse 13, it said, mercy glorieth over judgment. In my dialect, they say, Anushe, kini, Osho Golori Dajo. That is, mercy triumph over judgment. Yes, we know that this person has done this, but can we just have mercy? It is not of him that will. The Bible speaking in the book of Romans chapter 9 and verse 15 to 16. He said, I will have mercy on those that will have mercy on, and I will have compassion on those that will have compassion. He said, it is not of him that willeth or of him that runneth, but of to God that showeth mercy. Favor can be triggered, but mercy is answer to God. Say, oh Lord, have mercy. There comes a point in your life where every qualification failed. Everything. The only thing you turn back to is, Lord, have mercy. And as you call on the God of mercy today, you will obtain that mercy in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm talking to, let that amen be louder. Amen. There was a man in the Bible that his story intrigues me very well. In Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 and verse 46 to 52. Studio, you can help the congregation. I was ministering somewhere in Abuja and in 2020. And as I was calling the scripture, the studio could not meet up. I said, just write it down and go home. And somebody walked up to me after the end of the service. He said, everything you have quoted is correct. How comes? I said, do you think I was faking it when I was calling the scripture? So studio, you can help us. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 46 to 52, the Bible speaking about a man called blind Bartimaeus. A man called blind Bartimaeus. They only told us about his surname. But every man, every woman on earth have attached his identity to blind Bartimaeus. And that man saw that Jesus was passing. He only heard that Jesus was passing. A blind man that could not see Jesus. But he said, Jesus, that son of David, have mercy upon me. That was not the end. Jesus walked up to him. He said, I know you have called me, but I need to be certain of what you want. He said, what do you want me to do for you? How can you be asking a blind man what you want? But he wanted to be sure that not just, oh Lord, have mercy. How desperate was the call? He said, that I may receive my sight. And blind Bartimaeus was made whole. In Matthew chapter 20 and verse 29 to 34, talking about two men that was blind again. They only did one thing, which was in common. Jesus, have mercy. There was no prayer. There was no further prayer, sir. It is just a call of Jesus, the son of David, have mercy. They both cried out, Lord, have mercy. And immediately, Jesus heard them. And it was passing. The multitude rebuked them. But they said, you can only rebuke us, but our mouth will not be closed to ask for mercy. For everyone that have decided to call on the God of mercy today, may you obtain that mercy speedily in the name of Jesus. Remember, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. The difference between a man that has a counter and a man that does not have a counter is the connectivity of the heart. If a man heard Jesus was passing, how much more of you that you are in Zion? You know, I like to picture that a lot of examples of men and women have enjoyed the mercy of God in the Bible. But whenever I am privileged because I am sent to my generation, and I've been able to understand that the Old Testament was written for us to learn all the things that have happened. But the New Testament is written to us. The Old Testament is Christ that is conceived, but the New Testament is Christ that is revealed. That is why most of the biblical example I give whenever I teach is from the New Testament dispensation. And when we check about the New Testament again, there is a woman they call the Canaanite woman. A Canaanite woman, Matthew chapter 15 and verse 22 to 28. The Canaanite woman, she called out.
although it was not for ourselves. And that is why I'm here to tell you today that if you are calling for mercy, you can call it for your spouse. You can call it for your children. You can call it for your siblings. She called out mercy on the basis of her daughter. The health was challenged. She even had to debate with Christ. And behold, a woman of the Canaanite came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy, O Lord, that son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." The next verse. "But he answered her not a word. And the disciple came, besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us." When you are close to your victory, there will be distractions. There will be oppositions. The disciple will always say, "Send these people away." This Jesus is our own. We are his disciples. Haven't you seen when you try to go to some offices to penetrate and the secretary will be so adamant? You won't be able to see. But she kept crying, "Lord, have mercy. For every door you have tried to open that has not opened to you, mercy will open it in the name of Jesus." Say, "Have mercy, O Lord." 25. "Then came she and she worshipped him and said, Lord, help me. For everyone that we call on the help of God today, you shall receive it in the name of Jesus." Her daughter's head was delivered. Mercy was reached to the daughter. So you can stand in the gap and call for mercy. Another one in the story of the Bible is the father of the demon-possessed boy. In Matthew chapter 17 and verse 14 to 18. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 14 to 18. He said, "Jesus, have mercy on my son. Sometimes this spirit driveth this boy even to the fire. But have mercy." Every scripture I have given you this afternoon, they only did one thing that was common. They only cried for mercy. When Pastor Isaac was telling me, he said, "Just lead the people, let them understand the cry of mercy." Hear me, sir. I don't know. I know you are qualified. I know. But mercy can jump and break every protocol that even though you are qualified, it might not handle it over to you. And it will look for someone that is not qualified. And it will give it to the person. Why? Because he said, "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy on." That is his choice. "And I will have compassion on food, I will have compassion." He said, "It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of to God that showeth mercy." The race is not for the sweet, the battle is not for the strong. May you obtain mercy in the name of Jesus. I said, may you obtain mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy is the game changer. Last year, towards June, July, I had a revelation to go into the search and to study the concept of favor and mercy for good 15 days. I was sharing it on my social media platform. And I could understand that favor can be triggered. Yes, sir. Favor can be triggered. That is a level of consistency you are going to have with your boss in the office. Of course, it's going to favor you. The same thing, if you are upright and just as a believer, favor will locate you. In fact, it can follow you the way it followed Joseph. Remember, it followed Joseph from the bush where he was so to Potiphar's house, and from Potiphar's house to prison, and from prison to palace. That's favor. But when I studied the book, whether in the Old Testament and the New Testament, I noticed that mercy selects anyone it chooses. How can you explain? Sir, it is not done anywhere that a king will be alive and another king will be crowned, sir. In Yoruba culture, I don't know for other people, but you can't crown a king when another king is alive. But mercy break that protocol. Saul was alive when David was crowned. The Bible says he sent Samuel, he went to the house of Jesse. He said, "God has sent me here to anoint one of your sons." The Bible says Eliab came out, he said, was a man that was tall. He was having all the macho he could have. He said, "But I am not choosing this one." He said, "Okay, they select everybody in the house." He said, "There is none here." God is telling me that he still wants. "Is there all your children?" He said, "But there is one boy that keeps the shepherd." He said, "We shall not sit down until he comes here." Mercy chose David. When Jacob was to bless his son, he called Reuben. He gave Reuben his blessing. I started reading. I said, "Oh, indeed, it will be mercy choosing Joseph." But the Lord opened my eyes. he saw that Joseph only enjoyed favor. When it was coming on to mercy, it chose Judah. And that is why he said, you are the lion of the tribe of Judah. There was nothing that was special about Judah. Nothing was special about Judah. May the mercy of the Lord choose you today in the name of Jesus. Maybe they have conspired against you. Maybe there is something you have even given up. You are the verge. As you call on the God of mercy this afternoon, mercy will answer to you in the name of Jesus. I like one story that was shared by Reverend Isaac Omoleyin about mercy. It keeps ringing in my head. 2 years ago, Reverend Omoleyin was to minister. He joined Prophet Obadare to minister in Maryland. And because there were multiple meetings, Obadare went to one and he sent Reverend Omoleyin to another one. Because after this, we are going to pray. And they called for a 7 days crusade. And the day one of the crusade, only the host and one woman came. Only two. You can know how disappointing it would be for the preacher. And he said, of course, because I am sent with a mandate to preach, I will preach to Josephine. They sat down. He preached. And at the end of the meeting, the pastor, the host pastor was, the concern is, see, people are not coming, sir, will this meeting continue? Reverend Isaac Omoleyin said, in as much as people come, I will preach. So ask Josephine, if she will come here tomorrow, I will be here to preach. And when they asked Josephine, Josephine said, I don't know, my coming tomorrow is 50-50. Then Pastor Omoleyin said, well, if she comes tomorrow, I will preach. But if she doesn't come, maybe when I make contact, the host pastor will be the one to respond. And the next day, Josephine came. And when they were about to start praying, she said, there is the move of God here. He said, God is here. Reverend Omoleyin was so inquisitive and said, how do you know God is here? Of course, as a preacher, you'll be discouraged that a 7 days crusade and only one person will be coming. In fact, some people might doubt the anointing on you. And he said, yesterday, the reason why I told you 50-50, because that was the judgment day that was given to me, whether I'm going to stay in the United States of America or I'm going to be deployed back to Cameroon. He said, go further. He said, they were to pass a judgment. He said, I don't have papers. And therefore, the judge was to pass a judgment that day. And he said to them, he said, this is my judgment. And I'm about to read it. But Josephine, do you have anything to say? An immigration lawyer stood up. He said, my judge, objection, my lord. He said, this is not a day where we have something to say. This is a day where judgment needs to be read. And the judge looked and said, lawyer, this is my own time. You have been having trials all this while. Allow me to read my judge. And if you mess up again, I'll walk you out of this place. And he said, Josephine, do you have anything to say? Josephine said, my lord, I don't have paper. If I had paper, I would have brought it to you. He said, but I have a mother I'm taking care of in Cameroon. If I don't take care of her, she will die. And if they deport me back to my country, I don't have anything to do. I know I don't have paper to stay in the United States of America. But my Lord, have mercy. Did the lawyer stood up again? He said, my Lord, the United States of America is not a country that is governed by mercy. It is a country that is governed by law and the Constitution of the United States of America. The judge said, he said, any word from you again, I'm going to walk you out because I am a judge and I want to read your. He said, Josephine, you were saying something. Repeat it again. Josephine said, my Lord, I am saying again that I don't have papers to stay in the United States of America. But I have a mother I am taking. This is my paperless condition. To feed her in Cameroon. If you send me back home, she might see me and die. But I know I don't have pepper, but have mercy. The judge looked. And because mercy answered to call, remember he said, mercy triumph over judgment. In James chapter 2 and verse 13, he said, mercy, it triumph over judgment. The judge looked at her. He said, where is your lawyer? The lawyer stood up. He said, there is a window in section and act of this. Go and check. There are people of this kind of condition. Go and check and file a lawsuit. He said, until you do all those documentation, by the power bestowed upon to me, by the judge, I adjourn this case to further notice. Woman of God, man of God, I am here to tell you that mercy can triumph over judgment. Because it's not me saying it. It is the Bible saying it. He said, for he shall have judgment without mercy. Mercy triumph over judgment. Are you with me? Let me conclude by saying this. In Psalm chapter 86 and verse 5, the Bible said the Lord is plenteous, his mercy. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4 to 5, he said the Lord is rich in mercy. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, he said, let us go boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy. So it is shown that God have mercy, Yahweh. It only answers to God. May I close with this? The Bible says, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you. If I were you, I would just put it, I will show you mercy. If somebody is here to receive mercy, be on your feet and let's cry for mercy. Oh, when it is time for you, just answer. Is it for your spouse? Is it for your children? Is it for your household? Whatever why you want God, just cry for mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy. Is it your job? Is it that business? Is it that judgment? Whatsoever that the enemy has plotted against you, just say, Lord, have mercy. Is it your career? Is this financial stagnation? Just say, Lord, have mercy. Show mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. It's hope somebody is calling for the mercy of God this afternoon. I hope somebody is saying, Lord, just show me mercy in my career. They say I am not qualified, but Lord, show me mercy. Even with my qualification, Lord, show me mercy. Concerning my health, show me mercy. Concerning anything that pertains to me, Lord, show me mercy. For my business, show me mercy. Everything answers to the call of mercy. Le prata antotomalia kata and Lord of Pratuto Sosolia. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost and be saying, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, I call on the God of mercy. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Father, Lord, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. We have cried and we have called of mercy. May it answer to you in the name of Jesus. Come on, if you are the one I'm talking to, may he answer to you in the name of Jesus. Where we've read in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 to 5, he said the Lord is rich in mercy. He's rich. He said, but God which is rich in mercy. He's rich. When a rich man gives you money, he's not broke. God is rich in mercy. And every area that you have called on the mercy of God, may you obtain it this afternoon in the name of Jesus. I say, may you obtain it in the name of Jesus. Hold the hands of your neighbor and let's say, oh Lord, have mercy three times. Antromaladi barianda potaleya katush. Enita produce the gebu shalapadi limaratu pratikaliya kapando. Father, in the name of Jesus, you say, have. Father, in the name of Jesus, have. Father, in the name of Jesus, have. May mercy answer to you in the name of Jesus. Come on, if you are the one I'm talking, let that amen be louder. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
Can we just pray for the servant of God? Can you just open your mouth and pray for him? That God will have mercy on him. That God will have mercy on him. That God will refill him more and more. I don't know his heart desire this afternoon, but God knows that God will meet him at the point of his needs in the name of Jesus. He shall continue to grow and not reduced by any means in the name of Jesus. Give him all the praise. Can you open your mouth and thank God for answered prayers? Thank God for answered prayers. We have cried out to God for mercy. We have cried out to God for mercy. Thank God for answered prayers. The Bible says when we pray, we come with confidence that he hears us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks.